90.9. You know it. 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 It's off the rails. I'm here with Cooper and Max. Say hi.
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 Hello.
Very cool.
I'm very tired.
So am I.
Yeah.
Wow. Nerds.
I know this is a very easy conversation for a morning show, and we're supposed to be awake and energetic, but I don't drink coffee that often. And
smart
I
man.
Smart man, yes.
I'll have an occasional coffee. It wakes me up in the Monday, but never. I don't usually have it any other day.
Hmm. But today is going to be an energetic day, I promise. Just
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm going to make this. All right, it's going to take me 30 seconds. All right, set the timer, 30 seconds. I'm going to be full energy right
you're gonna,
now.
You're going to be
30 seconds.
Full energy in, for 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds.
I'm no, building, that's better. I thought she was just going to be for only 30 seconds.
No, wow, I'm going to be full
energy.
That'd
be boring. I'd quit.
All right, I'll give you your 30 seconds right,
put,
for you to be
that,
energetic.
Put the timer up to me.
Yeah, okay. Got, so, Max.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So, guys, did you do anything? We obviously had a long break. Did you guys do, like, anything interesting?
Yeah, I found out my door's broken.
How's your door broken?
It's a 15-year-old door, and it shifted from its frame, so I have to lock it now to keep it in place.
I'm still confused how in the world that would happen.
Well, when your door freezes and then one of the hinges break.
Oh, that's why.
Let's talk about fish oil, okay? So, fish oil is crazy to me. My psychologist, he was like, He recommended me this fish oil supplement.
We give those to our dogs.
Yeah, and it's red krill oil, and I think it's one of the coolest things in the world because apparently, according to him, red krill was found in a lot of Eskimos, and it made them live longer and also happier lives. I don't know
I
how
feel
true
like that's
that is.
Propaganda. I don't
feel
think
like
there's anyone happy out there.
Maybe, because I don't know how you can be happy in Antarctica or any cold place, really. I feel like
Canada, but yeah.
I don't know. I'm afraid of the cold.
Why?
I hate the cold. It's
you know the weather we just had, right?
Yeah. I walked to my bus stop this morning in like ankle high. I'm wearing like low cut Doc Martens and ankle high snow. I was ready to like bust my face. I was scared.
I was smart. I brought my taller shoes.
Yeah, I should have worn boots, but I didn't.
You'll thank yourself later while you're walking around.
Probably. No, these things kill my feet.
Then so why do you wear them, huh?
Then you know what I would
recommend?
Because
they're so fashionable.
Buy two koi fish.
Buy what?
Two koi fish.
Two koi fish?
Makes
those?
Sense.
Yep, put them in a tank in your home. Feed them, make sure they're okay every day. There you go.
That's it?
Yep. Put in your room, something like that. Boom, koi fish.
You know what I love, Cooper?
Koi fish?
Yeah, koi ponds. I think they're so cool. Imagine like walking to someone's house and there's like little goldfish and stuff in there.
I can say it. Yeah, my neighbor has one.
It's so cool. I mean, what do you do during the winter, though?
No, they're frozen all year round. They don't melt.
They don't melt.
Even in the summer, they don't melt.
Oh, that's awesome, actually. Imagine, like, it's like a permafrost.
It froze, like,
7 years ago.
4 or 5 years ago.
They're just ice cubes swimming in water. That's
no, they
so
don't
cool.
swim. They're frozen.
Oh, okay.
It's all the way frozen through.
How about you, Max?
What?
Do you like koi fish, koi ponds?
I don't have an issue with them. I'm not going to immediately be like, you know what I want to have? I want to have a koi fish, but I don't have issues with them. They're
would you
just
ever
there.
Invest in a fish for your house?
I don't invest, period, because I think that if you're going to do that, you got to be careful because then they're going to show your money.
Yourself?
No, too much work.
Invest time and effort into
exactly.
being the best man possible.
Oh, no, I was just going to say buy yourself good things, but yeah, you could self-improve, yeah. So
you have a lot of self-improvement needed, Max.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
That was the thing.
Yeah. You know, no, you don't, Max. You're perfect as you are.
Let's go.
Let's go. Max is great. Shout out to Max.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like our first episode?
No.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
you remember when we all liked each other?
Yeah.
That lasted a day.
It lasted a day.
That lasted,
we were all nice.
I know it lasted 2 days.
Oh, yeah, because we did the other one and we just did the same thing again.
Yeah,
we did the exact same thing.
But now we all hate each other.
Now we've realized, wait a second, this is painful.
Yeah. No, what do you mean? You don't like getting up at like 5 or 6 in the morning and then going to a radio station and then going, it's off the rails. Woo!
Honestly, no, radio's fine. I just don't want to go from radio to the other place.
I can agree with that. Radio is the best part of my day.
Radio is easily the best. Mm-hmm. It can be really calm, or I could just have all the life sucked out of me.
There you go. And honestly, I'm in a constant state of both those feelings, so it does make radio a lot more enjoyable.
You are balanced then.
Yeah, balanced, sure.
Just perfectly in line.
Mm-hmm. Anyone hear of IBS?
Yeah, Eminem had that.
Oh, I said anyone here. Is Eminem here? Eminem has IBS. Eminem
could be. Is he the noise that was in the vent?
Eminem has IBS?
No, that was a joke.
Don't know,
I don't think he does.
I feel like he does.
Do you want me to look it up?
Look up irritable bowel syndrome. Because
people make jokes about that, and I'm not sure if it's completely true. I've never really cared enough. Oh, wow, the weather. Jeez.
Well, what's the weather say, other than it's cold?
No, that's exactly what it says.
Makes sense,
That does make sense.
Welcome to the great state of Indiana, where everything is cold.
Or freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. We could be like we were on Thursday.
Yeah.
Just with constant snow.
Yeah, no, it's not saying anything about it. All it pulls up is that funny video of it.
Man. It's
epic rap battles of history.
Man.
By the way, Indianapolis is 21 degrees, feels like 10 degrees. So, layer up, people.
Layer up. I'm layered up.
Good to know for people driving around in their cars that they need to get warm.
Exactly, yeah. People. If you're driving around, just
put on more clothes that you have in your car.
Yeah. Do you guys put like an extra jacket in? Because sometimes we do.
It depends. My sister, yes, but that's because she's literally almost deathly allergic to cold.
How can you be allergic to cold?
You have an autoimmune disorder.
Oof.
Oh.
Yeah, fun. Anyway, we put occasionally, like, my sister puts a jacket in, and my mom tells us to always have, like, a survival kit just in case our car breaks down, but mostly when I drive, I mostly have, you know those scrapers?
Yeah.
That's it.
Makes sense.
That's like your entire car is scrapers empty.
And glove.
What do I have? I have scrapers and I have like toe straps or something.
You could find literally anything in my car. Not my car, my family's car. I don't own a car.
Yeah? Could I find a man in there?
Yeah, you probably could. There's like everything you could ever possibly imagine. Gum.
Is there like a little tent in the back that someone can tell me my fate?
Your fortune, but close enough, yeah. Her name is Madal. She's really cool. And she just reads fortunes off in the back of our van. Yeah.
In the trunk?
Well, it's kind of a trunk. It's also like a, you can make seats back there. So it works out.
Station wagon.
Yeah, sure. But it's a van. Is it a minivan? It's a van. It's a large van.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. I don't know how cars work.
Like, speaking of cars, I found there's this party bus that goes around Brownsburg.
Party bus?
It's a VW bus, right?
That's awesome.
Like from the 70s. Yeah. And it has the big old peace sign written on it. It's in like
my car.
It with the paint. It looks just like how you're imagining it. Yeah. Like exactly like the one from Cars with the big old peace sign.
Is it blue?
It is blue.
Of course it's blue.
It's like the blue-green color thing.
Seafoam.
Seafoam, yes.
I love the color seafoam, but I hate it on guitars.
I can see that,
fun facts about Ryan. I like white guitar. I like Olympic white guitars. I like aged white guitars. I like red guitars, and I like black guitars.
What about blue guitars?
I have an aged black in general guitar.
I kind of just like blue as a color.
What about purple?
Good color, but not really on guitars.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. This room's kind of purple.
Is it now?
Ryan.
It was.
Yeah, it was in the past.
Yeah, I looked. I said that and I looked up and it's like blue in here.
Ryan, it's white in here. Are you okay? Are you stroking out, Ryan?
I think I'm stroking out.
Ryan, what color is Ryan, I'm the one who's actually got color blindness here. That's white.
I'm not colorblind.
That's glass, Cooper.
I'm just dude.
I made the point of the glass. I tried to point up, but my arm gave out.
It's multicolored in here, but you know how like
that's because we have
Christmas lights.
Yeah,
in here.
But like, okay, the general
ladies and
hue
gentlemen,
is
Ryan
blue.
Is dying.
I'm
Ryan.
Not. Hey, I am.
Ryan, how many fingers am I holding up?
You're not holding up anything.
Okay, maybe he's not having a heart attack.
Yeah, how many fingers am I holding up, Cooper?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm holding up my fist.
Eight.
Well,
your thumbs aren't fingers.
They're fingers. They're
one
phalanges.
Of those people.
Yeah.
No, I just really like making Max upset because I know little things like that will upset him, and that makes the radio show entertaining.
How dare you ways to make me angry for the radio station?
How dare I use your anger?
What really grinds your gears, Max?
Little things.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Little things in life. like little, like just in general little things, like you see like a hamster and you're like really mad.
Of course, like I see hamsters and I'm like, how dare we see hamsters? You are not allowed on my land.
Whatever, dwarf hamster.
I feel like Max is afraid of anyone that wears like sandals, like with their toes out.
Oh man, I'm all for socks and sandals. If you wear sandals with like your feet out, I don't respect you. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's like summer and it's like
you would have
degrees.
Loved me in fifth grade. I had socks and sandals.
I gotta
every
start.
Day.
I'm gonna start wearing socks and sandals next year. I've decided that like I no longer want to dress all formal and
you don't care
and
anymore.
Casual. I'm wearing sweatpants, pajama pants, white t-shirts, black t-shirts.
That's all everyone wears at Brownsburg.
Sweaters and sandals or Crocs with socks.
Literally, the Brownsburg setup is if you have a varsity jacket, wear it every day nonstop.
Yeah, of course. Right? That's every school.
That's every school.
Makes sense.
And if you don't, just wear a sweatshirt.
I hate varsity jackets. Can I say that?
I have one, but I guess I don't have. I thought they were going to give me like my numbers and stuff when I bought it.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
So I just have the jacket. Turns out we have to, I guess, earn it.
Let me tell you this. I absolutely love varsity jackets, but I absolutely hate them in varsity settings.
I think they're ugly.
I like them. They look really cool as like show clothes, but like
if you're like
a celebrity and you want to wear it to like some meetup or
some
something
event, it's like that's cool. Like I don't know, varsity clothing always just makes me think of like a stereotypical jock character from like a 50s TV show.
Hey, I know that guy.
Is it me? Because I'm buff, dude.
It's not
of
you.
Course.
I'll 1v1 you in basketball right now. Meet me in the
court.
Well,
you'd win because my depth perception is to the right.
You're like 6'4 and I'm 5'11.
I can dunk on you, but I can't do anything else.
I can't do anything.
Bro, I'm so good at basketball that I'm on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's what's up. Max is our favorite bench warmer. Yeah.
Guys, I'm so good at basketball, they don't even let me play.
Exactly. All I did was foul. I scored one time in my entire 1 year of basketball, and it was in pregame.
I don't think I ever played basketball.
Did you play any sports growing up?
I played a lot of sports growing
You're
up.
You're giving me flashbacks.
I played football for a year.
How?
I don't know. And then I played, it was before I had long hair.
Oh.
So I looked a lot different. So I was more football focused. I didn't like football. And then
I should play pickleball.
Pickleball. I played baseball for a long time, like 8 years. And I liked baseball. And then I just stopped liking baseball at one point. I was like, I'm going to focus on music. And then I focused on music. And now I have long hair and I wear eyeliner. So I don't know what happened there, but something
happened. You found your hobby.
Found my hobby.
Bro, I got some of the weirdest hobbies. Like,
can you legally say those?
I can legally say them. They're not illegal. They're just unusual. Like,
Makes sense.
For example, one of my biggest hobbies is keyboard making.
Keyboard making?
I can understand that.
I just received a text. Sorry. And I just read it. It says, I'm going to start calling you Radiohead now.
Max, you are Radiohead.
No, that's Kooten. That's Brian.
I'm called Radio. Oh, because I'm on a radio show.
Yeah.
Did you just you didn't realize that at first?
He's still texting me. He said, or Mr. Podcast. Podcast personified. Boombox. What is he saying?
That's perfect. You're Boombox.
Boombox.
Hey, yo, Boombox.
What's up, Boombox? That'd be a great DJ name.
You know what? I never thought we were going to spend this show just reading Ryan's texts as they come in.
This is off the rails. When do you expect anything?
That's true.
Well, shout out the guy who's texting
you
me.
Can't
shout
even expect the unexpected.
You know what? Even just more unexpected.
No expectations.
What if Ryan randomly hit a sound effect sometime during the show?
I wouldn't do that.
No?
Aww. Was that as loud as possible? Yeah, because we're on output 3, and my output was at max as we're playing Crazy Train.
What? That was directly in my right ear.
You didn't need that ear.
I can't hear from most of my ears anyway.
You know what I found out? Sorry, you don't need a left or right thing.
I found out
from this girl in my English class that the reason pirates wore eye patches was not because they're blind. It was because they would switch the eye patch when they go up their deck, you know, like because it's bright outside and dark in there and you get like bad vision, so he would or they would like, you know, put the eye patch on their left eye and then they'd walk out and then they'd be blinded and they'd flip over the eye and then it would be their left eye would be seeing and the eye patch would be on the right eye. Is this making sense or do I sound like a crazy person?
It makes sense,
but I don't believe it.
Why did you think they would be blind?
Have you never done that? Like, yesterday I did that. I, like, blinded myself. I was shoveling my driveway, and it was so bright out.
Everything everyone does, it's just like, you know what? I'm going to blind myself today.
Yeah.
That sounds like a smart thing to do.
No, you walk outside, and everything's, like, bright, and you're like, ah, the sun's reflecting off of it.
I honestly...
In your dark house.
Yeah, no, that makes me so mad. One of my biggest pet peeves is that my family members have this really old, bright, annoying... Light?
I didn't even click it. I grabbed my phone and I played a Mad Cat. I'm so sorry. Oh my god. I picked up my phone because it was next to the soundboard and I clicked the cow sound effect. He said, "My family." I'm so sorry.
Anyway, so we have this really old annoying lamp that's perfect eye level. Like the stupid shade on it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And one day I said I'm just going to steal it and throw it away.
You could just have my cat suplex it and break it.
I could suplex it.
Yeah, you could.
What is a suplex?
It's just when you take it and you like
it's when you throw take it and back. You slam it.
Wow.
This is a visual thing.
This is very visual.
Yeah, you pick it up in both hands and you basically toss it behind you while throwing yourself on the ground.
Wow. Suplex. I've heard that word all
it's
the time.
It's a wrestling move. Yeah, I'm
pretty
sure. I know
it's wrestling.
It is.
Wow. I never knew that, actually.
Now you're just making me think of my two dogs play, and then one's always like...
Do your dogs, like, suplex each other?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the little one suplexes the big one.
What? I think I know what move you're talking about. That seems, like, hard. It's like David and the Goliath thing going on right there, your little dog.
Except David's got a mental illness.
I would have loved it if David and the Goliath had a suplex in it. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. David would have been thrown.
Suplex of David? That would have been awesome.
How, bro?
You know how cool the Bible would be if we had wrestling moves in it? Can we talk about this on air? Am I going to get canceled for FCC stuff? I just see a shaking head from Max. No, I mean, like, imagine the
satire,
the battle of the Gollum, but like the Gollum has like wrestling moves against the Babylon fight. That one's sick. That isn't from the Bible, it's from the Torah. But okay, moving
sorry,
on.
Sorry, my head's just blank. I know I'm staring at you, but I'm really just staring behind you.
One,
I'm off in the distance.
I'm gonna write my own Bible with like with fighting moves.
Oh
in
no,
it.
He's starting a religion.
Yeah, religion of Macho Man.
Awesomeism.
Yeah. Hey, you know what time it is?
What time
we missed it? It's 8:09 and we totally missed the legal ID. Hey, Max.
We're live on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Thank you.
Are we alive?
I'm alive. I'm wide awake, baby.
You guys might not be alive, but we as a station are alive.
Yeah.
No matter what.
We as a community.
So if you're not, we just push you in the corner and we'll continue.
Yeah. We shove you under the rug.
Exactly.
This
is a carpet.
We shove you into the carpet.
Exactly. We'll like just pull it up and then put you under the desk.
You'll never know what's be under again. Those carpets?
Cement?
Nails, bro.
You don't need
nails.
To know what's underneath what? The carpet.
Well, we don't
the
care
less
about
you
what's...
know, the better.
By Tame Impala? Up next, no. Do we have that? Let's play that after this.
I don't know why we... I don't even know what that is.
It's a popular song.
Ryan... You think a lot of songs are popular, and then you look and they don't have it.
Well, last time
Cooper
it was
falls
Smith.
Into that category a lot more, though.
What?
You always are trying to find songs, and then they just never have them.
Yeah, the majority of my songs they don't have, like a good 90%.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
They don't. But like what? You know, I feel like I have a good understanding of
like,
what is
and
isn't popular.
If I go down my like. Pod like my
playlist,
yeah. Out of my first five, I know for sure they only have one of them.
Wow.
My playlist is 156 hours long.
Nice.
Yeah, it's called Elephant's Foot. Look it up on Spotify. It's a photo of a very scary dog.
Oh no, that's what happened to that podcast. I'm having a terrible time this morning.
Yeah. You're not going to finish your sentence? You're just going to say podcast and scream? Thank you, Cooper. Whatever.
No problem.
I found it, Ryan.
You found Elephant's Foot? It has like 12 likes. People love it.
It's by Mush.
I feel like this is it.
Yeah, it's a scary dog. They're
that's
searching.
A dog?
Yeah, it's a dog.
I thought
it's,
that was like a possum
it's like
or something.
A borzo or whatever they're called.
Oh, no, that is a dog.
Borzois?
That's like a greyhound.
No, it's
that does look like a greyhound
by Mush.
A little bit.
By Mush.
Except
that's
it's
my,
not gray.
Mush is my art name, and I use it for
you
usernames.
You have one playlist.
You have three followers.
If three follow people follow me on Spotify.
Why do people follow? Okay, this is completely doesn't matter anyway. But why do they let you follow people like just
random people?
If you like their playlists.
Yeah. Maybe they've got good playlists like me, who has done a 156 hour long playlist.
Of course, yeah.
My question is, why do I have 10?
I think I have none. I don't understand when people do that. I try so hard. Like
it's like Twitter. I have a ton of Twitter followers for no good reason.
Oh, followers. I think you meant 10 playlists.
No, I'm talking about full-on follows your account.
I don't know. I don't hate. I'm deeply confused and concerned by people who have more than like three playlists. Because what do you need them for?
It depends on how you feel that day, Ryan.
That still doesn't matter.
Just put
I have
an
one.
Album. I don't know.
Yeah, I have one for how I feel, and I have three emotions, man.
I think playlists are the modern day like album for people. Does that make me a boomer to say that? I just feel like no one listens to albums anymore. They just like listen to playlists.
Yeah, no, no one does.
Yeah,
because
no one listens to albums.
Listen, if for a lot of people they may like only one song.
Yeah, the only albums I listen to are ones on vinyl.
There you go. I on Spotify, I just download albums and listen to them that way. Then I do listen to stuff on vinyl, but...
You would not believe the stuff you can find on vinyl.
Oh, yeah, no, I talk about this every episode, I feel like. Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
No, I'm talking about weird sounds that people record and just throw in a vinyl.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to get one of those sound pack ones just to have, because it'd be funny. Like, you know, you're like, you bring your lady friend over, your boyfriend over, and you're like, you want to listen to some music, and you're like all romantic and nice, and you put on just like 30 minutes of like horse noises as on your vinyl player.
Do you know what that reminds me of? You know the guy that made the poorly like played recorder of the Titanic? Yeah. He has a whole channel where he sells vinyls of his remixes.
Vinyls? Oh my god, I need to get that. I'd be like, bring a guy over, like, hey, you want to listen to some music?
You can listen to The Power of Love on recorder.
It's like a 45. It's like tiny. You're like, yeah, this is pretty sick, right?
Do we have that song?
The Power of Love.
Yeah. We probably do.
That
but...
one is definitely here. That would be.
Well,
good
I mean,
finisher.
If we have Shrekking Ball, Ryan, do you ever listen and replay Shrekking Ball, or do you just tune out?
Oh, Ryan, have you heard Shrekking Ball?
I've heard Shrekking Ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever hear that on the radio, I apologize. That would be Cooper
and I. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We don't reference that.
Brian's not sorry.
I'm never sorry.
I thought you said Brian for a second. I was about to make a Family Guy reference.
Of course. Because everything's always Family Guy.
I watched some Family Guy recently, and man, it is not funny.
It is not funny. It is really not funny
why
anymore.
Why do you bring it up every single time?
Because it has its funny moments.
It is a funny moments, but a lot of 90%
but
of the episode.
Most of it's not, no.
Well, that's what a lot of comedy has to kind of be
now.
Why
did you say it like you slowed down with comedy?
Because I was like, I gotta be careful what I say. Because then I don't want to have all the comedy people just to angrily
adding
WBDG on Twitter.
The comedy police? If you're part of the comedy police, you want to scream at us, hey, we have a phone number, actually. That's 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBDG. Complain.
I feel like the comedy police needs to be arrested by the real police.
Comedy police are the only reason I'm still here, I think.
Are you a part of them?
I'm under witness protection.
In charge of it? You can't say you're under witness protection,
that's
Ryan.
Not how that works.
Well, guys, it was an honor and a privilege getting to work with Ryan. He will be taken out of here as we have people crash through the ceiling and take Ryan out.
I think for the comedy police.
Yeah, you have your witness protection from the comedy police.
The SWAT team.
What?
The comedy SWAT team is like piling into
a bunch
the school
of clowns like burst through the door. Like with their big shoes, and like you hear every noise they make is like a honk, like honk, 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 honk,
a
honk,
really
honk.
Small SWAT van pulls up to the side, and 40 clowns come out.
No, it's like an RC car of a SWAT van, and then it like opens up, and people start coming out of the sunroof.
Oh my god!
There's like 100 people that come out of it, and then they take you away, shove you in it, and drive
away. How do they do that? How do they do the clown car thing?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to, Ryan.
They're just like in there.
It's a secret.
So here's how it works. There's a bigger car underneath the earth, which they get into.
Makes sense.
That's so boring.
As an expert in
as a part of the clown college,
Exactly.
Yeah, at the University of Purdue's clown division. I went to acting
school, and now I'm a clown.
In the University of Phoenix? Bro, college I did burn. Not...
No, I'm not going to take an online class in 5 minutes and call myself a lawyer.
I am. Shout out to the University of Phoenix. You're my last hope, actually. I'm going to totally go there.
Listen, if people want to do it online, if they couldn't make it in real, because, you know, college Phoenix. Is expensive... If you're going to do that, hey, props to you for at least attempting it.
You did it. We're proud
exactly.
of you.
Exactly.
You did it. We're proud. Now, please move out of the basement, honey. We need to actually sell the house.
No. No.
No.
No.
Being rude.
I think living in your mom's basement is a totally financially genius move.
Of course you are. You're the one who wants to have the band, so you're over here like, I'm going to live in my mom's basement my band makes it.
I think I'm going to totally do that. My mom's going to hate me for saying that on air. Mom,
your mom's going to text
she's
you.
She's probably going to be like, actually, sweetie, that's great. I really thank you for saying that. That's cute.
And she'll say, like, please get a job and move out.
Please leave my house and like when it actually happens. For the time being, Mom, I'm stuck with you for as long as possible. She probably is really happy
to
hear that.
You can be like my parents, though, and have one of our cousins literally move in every weekend, basically. It's the same guy. He comes over every weekend because he gets lonely because he lives alone in Illinois.
I like that. I should do that.
Yeah. I'm gonna start doing that. You could be like my brother and sister and go to college and live in your parents' house.
That's what I'm doing,
up until
probably.
You leave college and like have a job and such. You can rent out an apartment.
What colleges are you guys considering?
IUPUI.
IUPUI.
Ooey pooey.
Ball State.
Yep. Yes, Ball State. I love your impression of me, by the way. It's
Max,
perfect.
That's my Max impression.
Then there's UND in Indiana State. They're good, too.
UND.
Of course, yeah.
Indiana State.
Oh, yep, I love your impression of me. I mean, it's like there's two of me. I'm staring in a mirror. You know, Ryan's over here with, like,
long hair and glasses.
And I'm just over here, you know, short hair, no glasses.
I'm kind of in between. Monster I have glasses drugs. And medium
well, I mean,
hair.
I wear glasses at sporting events because they were like, hey, you need to do that so you can see better. And I was like, I don't want to, but I do it anyway.
Are they like cool glasses?
No, they're librarian glasses.
No, they're Ferrari glasses, Cooper.
Ferrari glasses?
Yes, they still sell those?
Yes.
He's sick.
Wait, haven't I seen those?
Hot rod glasses.
And no, they're
the
not.
The Hot Wheels glasses, bro.
What? I made
bro,
that up.
No.
They had them.
They had them?
They sell those at the Indy 500.
What?
You can buy Hot Wheels glasses.
Give me some of those.
All right, so when I'm at the Indy 500, I got to remember, buy Ryan glasses.
Yeah, good move. Are they like sunglasses or are they like glasses?
No, they're like kids' plastic glasses.
Oh, maybe. I should start wearing those. Just go like full Sam Hyde and wear like really dumb glasses, which are like broken.
Hey. They are not dumb glasses. They are cool glasses.
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me?
I'm
should
sorry.
I lost one of them when I was on a go-kart track once, which was sad. They were Wish TV glasses.
Max, I got a funny idea.
All right.
I'm going to walk in one day looking like Ryan.
Wear like a wizard wig and tie it. Wear some big Albert Einstein
glasses.
No, I'm
just going to dress like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I mean, that's close enough we have to do.
Just have a big old sweater in.
Big sweater and a...
Dye my hair gray. I have to take off my glasses, put on like a big, thick old man pair.
Yeah. I basically am Mr. Rogers. I'm the Mr. Rogers of...
Radio.
Of radio. Good morning, friends.
Why did you did the quagmire thing? You're like,
good morning. No, I
can't. Good morning.
No, what's you and Family Guy? How does Mr. Rogers sound? He's like, good morning, friends.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't
wonderful
remember.
Wonderful day in the neighborhood.
I'm going to watch Mr. Rogers for an hour.
I loved watching him.
I did, too. I'm glad I was raised on that.
Yeah, instead of Fortnite. Like all those,
you're these, one of those
these
people.
Dang kids. Listen,
these dang kids and their music that goes.
I'm gonna come out and say it. Fortnite's kind of fun.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Listen,
oh,
no,
children honestly. Sucked at Fortnite. I never won.
Children,
I have zero wins.
Stop. Children,
I gave
it's
up three
children.
Years
please.
Ago.
It's a great game.
No,
it just has by far the worst fan base I have ever seen.
You have not seen K-pop Twitter. They are annoying.
Man, dude.
They play Fortnite.
Of course
okay,
they do.
Here's
they're
the thing.
Losers.
I still stand by the fact that BTS is a good band.
No, they're not.
I can get down to some BTS.
They are overrated.
My dad thinks they're not real.
But I can't
they probably
stand
aren't.
People who are like big BTS fans.
If Okay, people, if your personality is liking, like,
BTS, please call the therapy number listed below.
That's,
if you're into BTS, I think that's awesome. BTS fan. See, he gets it.
RB!
That's it, Mr.
Easter. You guys have made Max furious. Max, absolutely. I don't mind BTS. Like, I'm fine listening to them. But Max hates BTS.
I think BTS is a good band.
Overrated.
I don't know if I don't like the family. They just kind of scare me. They're very powerful people.
They don't own the internet. They
own most of the internet. They own Twitter.
They own the part of it that nobody wants.
We're finishing
out like
BTS.
Twitter, okay?
That's what we're doing. We're finishing out on
that. You're going to put on Butter?
Butter?
I don't know. That's the only song of theirs that I know. All I know is that one of their members was in KDA.
I don't know what KDA is.
It's another band.
Why does it have to be three random letters?
Oh, no, the other one makes sense. My band is three random letters. KDA is a fake band made for a video game.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Not even real.
I have the hiccups, so I'm trying to hide it, but I don't think I am.
Oh, no, you've been doing pretty well.
I've been
doing
pretty good. Okay.
We're proud of you, Ryan.
I'm holding in my breath every time I talk because I'm so scared I'm going to go in the middle of a talk, and I haven't yet, except for when I faked it right now. But, yeah. Dear God, I'm scared. We're not going to cue any hiccups. No cueing of hiccups.
Do we have that on the soundboard?
No, but we have a door shut. That was a lame door shut sound. That sounded like a
That sounded mouse. Like my dog getting up.
What? What does your dog sound like? Your dog slaps the floor.
My dog's old.
My dogs are old, too.
My dog is very old and crunchy.
Crunchy? Yeah. Does it have, like, long hair?
No.
My friend's got a dog which just smells bad.
I love this dog so much.
Is it one of the mop dogs?
It's a mop. It's like a small mop dog.
Have you ever put a broom handle on it?
I wish.
You need to put a broom handle on it.
Diego, my beloved, I love that dog so much. It smells like they clean it all the time. Like they wash him constantly, but he just like smells bad.
Yeah, it's a mop dog.
It's a mop dog. And I love that dog so much. He follows me around whenever I visit, and I love Diego.
Shout out
to Diego.
It's all you always love the dogs up until you have to live with one of the really clingy ones.
Yeah, like I bet Diego.
Shout out to my sister's dog Mabel that will sit outside my door for hours on end just to see me for 2 minutes.
That's what my cat is, and then you open the door, and then she just leaves. She's like,
yeah, no, that's my sister's
that's
dog.
That's every cat ever. Yeah.
Cats just love to like annoy you mildly
and then not do anything afterwards. Evil, though.
I love cats.
They're great up until animals. They're not, and then you realize, oh wait, this animal doesn't care for me.
Yeah, that's why I like them because they're like little people. They just
they don't care for you.
They don't really care. They're like my cat
so
will hang out.
They don't
with me
really
when
care,
I'm...
and they get really aggressive for no reason.
So they're teenagers.
Yeah, they're like roommates.
Do cats smell?
They smell good.
They're not really teenagers.
Oh yeah, Ryan over here just always smelling cats.
I am, dude.
Well, Ryan, see, fun fact, Ryan has a cat constantly on him.
Yeah.
At all times.
You don't see it?
No, I have a lot
of cats.
It's
in the sweater.
So I understand.
It's in my sweater. I keep a cat in here.
Of course.
Yeah. My cat's name is Garbage.
What are they called? A little cat.
A cat a day keeps the doctor away.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, both physically, yes.
Cat a day keeps my wife away.
Max, I don't think it was the cat.
It might have been you, Max.
Probably.
It's
probably
not her, it's you.
What did I say at the beginning of this episode? Max, you need a lot of self-improvement or something. Self-investment.
We're just slowly digging into the hole.
This mask smells like chemicals.
What? You huffing something?
No,
I
had...
Why does the mask smell like chemicals?
Because I washed it.
Oh.
It smells like detergent.
I just like... put on a new mask. I just want to burn my old ones. I don't...
Honestly, I also do that.
I never feel clean when I rewash a mask. I always feel
Indeed.
Dirty. I'm always like, this is covered in COVID.
Well, I don't really wash. I usually just throw away.
Yeah. I will like put them in like the... we'll just like put them in the washer and the dryer and then be like, oh, it's a mask. And then I'll put it on. I'm like, this isn't right.
And then you throw it away.
Yeah.
And then you realize you're in the wrong house.
And then, yeah. And then I'm like, this isn't
and then
my
you
house.
Wake up in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
That's my dream.
Waking up in Chicago?
Maybe like a good part of Chicago. I don't know. I don't want to wake up in the streets of South Side Chicago. But I want to wake up in like upper areas of Chicago. That'd be nice. Like you wake up in like your studio apartment.
You wake
apartment.
Up under the L.
Just got to wake up underneath the bean.
That'd be awesome. It's like an art exhibit.
Exactly.
Homeless man under the bean.
Yeah, okay. Why do they have a giant bean? What's the history behind the bean?
It's cool. An expression.
I like it.
These Nuts man visited it.
He did?
Of course
he
did.
Yeah, he said these nuts in front of the bean.
Can we say that on air?
Yes, we can.
Yes,
my thing is this.
Because it's a celebrity.
Congratulations to him. He did one video and he is forever...
He did one video and he's still constantly doing it and he just says catchphrase around every...
I love that. That guy's awesome,
that guy, my brother thought he died because he had a seizure, but no, he's fine.
Yeah, I thought he died too. There's a whole thing.
Well, I follow him on Instagram. Of course he's alive. You can't kill that man. He's immortal.
I believe it.
He'll always be in our hearts.
Everyone should recognize the D's Nuts guy.
He needs a Grammy.
He needs a Grammy.
For best performance.
But he needs an Oscar. Just Oscar nomination.
Can we
get
him what do we call him? What are those, one of those world peace medals? What are they called?
Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah.
There we go.
I think he has united people more than anyone else.
Exactly. He has united countries together.
I
want
to
see
give
him
it
and
to
Gandhi
a scientist?
Have a debate.
Freaking nerd. Just give it to these Nuts guy.
Yeah, he deserves it more than that guy that invented time travel.
Oh, you found a cure for cancer?
Well, I got these. I said these
this
Nuts.
This guy said these Nuts on a phone call referencing a Dr. Dre song. So I don't think you deserve it anymore.
Exactly.
You deserve it.
We are going
to
be great.
We're
going
to give it to this guy instead.
We're
going to
be a great generation, guys.
Yeah.
Just going to vote D's Nuts guy for president. Let's go.
He did get 2% of North Carolina.
When the ISAB reviews us and they see, they talked about D's Nuts for 5 minutes.
Are
we going to get...
Absolutely, because this is unique content. You can't hear this from any other station.
Exactly. So
only on WBDG.
Only on WBDG.
Your station for variety.
You know.
We are the variety.
We are the variety. All three of us can bring different and very stupid points up to the table.
Yep, that's our goal in life, you know.
Ryan has art that nobody cares about.
Hey!
I'm just generally unfunny.
There you go.
And then
that's true.
And then we have Max.
I came here for sports and ended up just doing this. So
you came for sports and now you got these Nuts.